The seven-headed beast.
The beast has seven heads and seven sets of teeth.
The first head has no eyes, but sees through its nose. It can conjure a semblance of shape through scent, so it knows just where to bite.
The beast has seven heads and seven sets of teeth.
The second head has 20 necks, a mesh of fleshy tubes cabling up to the brain. All lead back to its heart. Some think this makes it easier to kill, but they die mistaken, for each neck can dodge the blade like a cobra.
The beast has seven heads and seven sets of teeth.
The third head is a small red swab of gummy flesh, no bigger than a pink marshmallow. It absorbs whatever it touches and chews with a manic urgency from somewhere deep inside its pillow of raw tissue.
The beast has seven heads and seven sets of teeth.
The fourth head is long dead and flaccid on the stalk of its purple neck, but its eyes still live and stare and will drive a man mad if he makes contact.
The beast has seven heads and seven sets of teeth.
The fifth head is a death-dry skeleton skull that's puppeteered by a jaundiced wet hand that reaches through its vacant neck hole and throws a demonic voice.
The beast has seven heads and seven sets of teeth.
The sixth head is a beautiful Medusa whose flesh is a patchwork of scales, whose phallic skeletal asps slither into her sockets and out from her lilac lips, and sometimes they have to fight their way out of the knots they create on her scalp, shedding their skin in the struggle.
The beast has seven heads and seven sets of teeth.
The seventh head is mine, which contains and releases them all. My head hinges and falls backward at the jawline, and all of them wrestle for attention. They think they control me, but forget that I could champ right down at just the right time and kill us all. The beast has seven heads and seven sets of teeth. Thank you. Very Catholic.
All right. I hope you don't regret that.